I just want you to know that I'm sorry.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 9 of Unhinged Memoirs. Today, we're diving into tough conversations, sticky situations, and those oh-so-complicated gray areas of relationships. We're breaking down the delicate balance between trust, transparency, and independence. No topic is off-limits, which is exactly why we're calling this one Caution Tape and Comfort Zones. I'm Val.
I'm Jess.
And I'm Liz. That's right, everybody. We're going to be asking all the questions and debating amongst ourselves about the controversial and taboo subjects in relationships.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be fun.
Boy, yes, oh is. Boy, I hope you're ready.
Yes. Dive in. We're going to dive in.
I'm just going to do it.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you. I think I'm going to just do that every episode.
Yeah, I feel like that's your thing.
It is.
At this point, I'm about to dive in. All right, so let's start with the first question. So I want to know what you guys think about this. What do you guys feel?
Are we debating or masturbating?
Uh-huh. We're going to be debating.
Both. We're doing both right now, guys.
Okay, so do you believe you can have opposite sex friends when you're in a relationship or vice versa? Like, and not just, I guess, if you're straight. If you're gay or lesbian, do you feel like you can have same sex friends when you're in a relationship with other people, like outside of like your couple friends?
I was just going to say that unless it's a couple friend, like our friends, Thomas and Amy. Mm. Okay. We were friends with Thomas before he got with Amy, and there was nothing there. That was strictly platonic. But then once he got with Amy, I kind of gravitated more towards hanging out with Amy.
Right.
Than Thomas, just because I feel like it's disrespectful to hang out with him by himself anymore, especially that he's in a relationship. So I personally don't. That's a no-go for me. People have ulterior motives, and that's just that.
I agree.
I disagree, actually.
Okay, let's hear it.
I don't think I've been a firm believer in this because I have been the opposite. Like, I've been the receiving end of being dropped by somebody because they got in a relationship with somebody else. And I think it's shitty. Like, for what reason can you not be friends with somebody because they're their opposite sex? What insecurities do you have, or what insecurities does your partner have, saying that you can't be friends with somebody, especially if it was platonic the entire time?
See, I border this one, and this was a big one for me. So originally, if I would go back to when I was younger, I'd be like, oh yeah, I had no problem being friends with, you know, I could have as many guy friends because growing up, that's all I had was 90% of my friends were all guys.
Yep.
And I've had only a few, you guys and maybe like a couple other that were, I've actually had as female friends in my life. But I will say that I've noticed that for me, at least in all my other relationships that were toxic, it was a major issue. It was a major issue me having male friends, and I didn't quite understand it back then, and I'd always try to fight it because I guess I just didn't understand why. Now looking at it, having male friends that have been in my life beforehand when I was in a relationship, they were all there for me, and then as soon as something bad would happen in my relationship, they wanted to be that shoulder to cry on, and it was almost this like weight in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it's, for me at least, I've noticed that the men that are being your friends, it's because you strictly told them, hey, I only want to be friends. But they'll still try. I mean.
Right. But I don't consider them friends, honestly.
Well, what do you consider a friend then? I mean, because realistically,
anybody that I've had a relationship with or tried, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, if we went on a one date, clearly we didn't have a fucking relationship. Okay, you know what I mean?
Prime example with H and D.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that you and D should have been friends?
I had no problem with that.
But right, but do you think that D had an ulterior motive?
No.
Wait, what?
Like,
come like, on now.
Now I don't. During that time, yeah, I thought there was, but there have been plenty of discussions between then and now that I'm going. Okay, I was reading a little bit far into that one.
Okay, so let me ask you this though: do you feel that your other male friend talked in your ear enough to maybe influence some of your decisions at one point or time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, that's where my problem comes into that part. It's more than just even about trying to get with you as a person. It's the fact that we allow people to influence us in our relationship because it's going, oh, well, as a man's point of view, I'm mm-hmm. telling you they're fucking up. Because it's one thing for your girlfriends to be like,
but what's they the difference, that. Though? Because what's the difference between your girlfriends and your boyfriends?
Because you're more apt to listen to a male than you are a female, and vice versa.
But that's
because they can see it from an outsider's point of view compared to ours. As women, we all think alike, right? As
not men, necessarily.
Well, in most situations, when it comes to certain things, right? Like, we'll look at it and be like, oh, yeah, no, that's totally fucked up, right?
Yeah,
and then a guy will look at it and be like, but did you look at it this way?
Or I think you guys are reading too much into this.
Right.
Did this D guy ever want to, like, have a relationship with you?
Acted.
But nothing ever came of it.
Type of guy that was interested when not available, and when available, not interested.
Yeah.
Mm. So the interest was there until she was available.
I think that's the key. Interested. Right.
It's the vulnerability. It's the trying to get to a part. I mean, I've had my experiences, you know, in the past with that as well. And vice versa. Like, I have vice versa. I have a problem. I'm gonna be honest, like, and maybe I'm toxic this way. I'd have a major issue if Eric had female friends that he was super close to and talking to them about shit in our life.
That
right, and it all comes down to that too as well for me.
But why is it okay for you to talk to your female friends about it and not your male friends?
Because you're not gonna leave your female friend. You're not gonna leave your boyfriend for that female friend.
That's not necessarily true either.
Well. Okay. I mean, if you swing that way, I mean, if that's your thing,
yeah.
You
know,
I mean, then in that situation, saying, like, there've been shit out of luck. You can't have friends.
Yeah, I mean, there've been plenty of situations with it too, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think it's. I understand where both of you are coming from,
mm-hmm.
and I agree with you on certain aspects of it. If there was any kind of sexual relationship, if sexual interest, sexual flirtationships, mm-hmm. or whatever the case is, absolutely not. You should not be friends with them. They should not have any part in your relationship with your partner.
Mm.
But if it's just a platonic relationship and you've been friends with them for a very long time, in your case.
Thomas. And Amy, yeah.
I don't see a problem with that. You know what I mean?
No, and I don't necessarily, but they're also coupled.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's no interest there. There's right. no like.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no if Amy and him split up, there's no me and him getting together, and there's no me getting together with Amy.
But if you go from it on Amy's point, I meant she's allowing her husband to be friends with another female.
Right. Because I think that she understands and she's secure in that aspect of knowing that, like, there is nothing there. So I get what you're saying, too. I'm not discrediting what you're saying. Yeah. But I have a problem with having opposite sex friends who there's an interest. So if that went south, that girl or that guy is sliding right the fuck on in.
Okay, mm-hmm. So let me take this one further and let me ask this question then. So it's one thing, I guess, to have like someone you're talking to, but would you, if you're in a relationship, would you go out and have lunch with that other guy friend just as a friend?
I mean, what do you mean? Like in just a friendly platonic way?
Yeah. Like, would you go out with another guy, like as in a platonic way, of course, in your mind, in a platonic way, go out and hang out with another male by yourself, with just you and that person when you're in a relationship?
No, probably not.
Right. Okay.
No, I mean, like that aspect, I don't think that you should be hanging out with them like friend wise.
Right.
I think it should be a group thing or with your partner.
Absolutely.
That part. I don't think that you should be hanging out with anybody of the opposite sex by yourself.
Absolutely.
Especially when you're in a relationship.
I agree.
But when I say like that I've been burned, I was more speaking of M.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know who you were speaking about. No, I get
like,
that. But in reality, there were more than just platonic feelings there at one point in time, right?
In the very, very, very beginning.
Right.
If we want to go back like 2 years, absolutely.
Right, but at one point there was. So that shows that there is some sort of physical and mental, emotional,
but that sexual had been interest cut off, at one point. That literally was cut off like a year prior to anything.
No, absolutely. And I'm not seeing like any of yours.
You get in a relationship with somebody, and then all of a sudden the person that you were calling every day and talking to every day, just bullshitting with, you'd come over, hang out, whatever the fucking case was, all of a sudden you get in a relationship and it's, I'm going to ghost you now.
Okay, can I flip it real quick and ask one more question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's say you got in a relationship with someone,
mm-hmm.
okay, and they had a best female friend, right? that at one point in time, he shares with you that there was certain type amount of interest that was there and you guys tried, but it didn't work out and you guys just remained friends. But you guys talk, they talk every single day, right?
I'd have to see the dynamic between them, though.
That wouldn't bother you?
Realistically, you'd have to see the dynamic.
Mm. See, I wouldn't trust the dynamic.
I wouldn't either.
What one would do in front of me would be different than what they do behind my back. Because that's just trauma talking.
Right, because that's basically saying that what your past relationships have taught you is that your future relationships are going to be the same thing.
But isn't that how we grow?
Is it, though? Because you're not healing at that point.
No, I can't trust that.
I would have a hard time trusting that.
Like, for me, like, because I like love that you would have the strength to,
but,
like...
But hold on. Like, case in point, though. H and K. How long have they been friends? They were living together, and I still had to be okay with it. Did I not?
So, did they date?
That statement was never made clear, honestly. It was, we have been friends since we were in high school. We were always super, super close. And then her boyfriend and H did not get along in high school.
Okay.
But when when K and C got together, all of a sudden they were a throuple living in the fucking same house together. And I had to be okay with that.
But that's been going on since when they lived up north, right?
I don't know if they lived together up north, honestly. I don't know that part. Again, there's information that was missing from... There was pieces and parts that were missing from stories that I never got the answer to.
Okay, so... But here's where... Okay. If they were living together, that's one thing. It's like a roommate situation. I get it. I guess. I don't really know their dynamic. But what my brain goes to is that if there's an opposite sex friend that you're calling and confiding in instead of me in that moment and talking to that opposite sex friend about our relationship or anything intimate with us, that's a huge problem.
And that's what was being done.
Mm. Okay, see?
But I was told basically, like, it's fine, it's okay. Like, and the only people I was allowed to talk to were Jess and Eric. I wasn't allowed to talk to anybody else about it. Because they don't need to know our problems.
Did he outright state that?
Yeah, he did state that.
I didn't know that. I mean, either way, I guess, you know what it comes down to, all in all, what it comes down to is I feel like you should automatically be talking to your spouse first about your issues.
Yeah.
And if there's still issues that you guys can't seem to come to an understand on, then it's okay to reach out to your friends for help and go, hey, let me ask you a question. But even in that aspect, I think that should only be done like in worst case scenarios. But I don't know. I just have a problem, I guess. And maybe it is my trauma. Maybe it is the damage that's happened. It's not so much of being healed. I guess it's more of, for me, my trauma has gone and went, let me teach you lessons of things you're willing to accept and things you're not willing to accept.
Boundaries.
And one of the things that I'm not willing to accept is having my spouse be best friends with an opposite sex, that especially if there was even a hint of anything beforehand, and sit and be their best friend and constantly be talking to them all the time, when that I feel like should be focused on us at home. You know what I mean?
That's like my last relationship, like when we just split up, and I was like, what happens if you get another girlfriend? And he goes, they're gonna have to accept that you are my best friend and you are a part of this family. And I flat out told him, I was like, and if I was that woman, I would fucking run.
Yep.
Especially with our dynamic.
Oh yeah, that's a little bit different though.
I understand that, but it still goes with the opposite sex friends.
Yeah.
And he's very convincing when he's like, she's just my friend. No, the fuck she's not. I don't trust that. Like, period. Like, that's a boundary for me. Like, I think having, like, my man having another woman as a best friend and someone that he confides in, I'm out.
And listen, and I respect anybody that can do it and has enough trust in their life and in their partner to be able to do it. And please understand, I don't knock at all like the way you feel, because everybody's entitled to their own feelings.
And I get and what I feel, you
like
feel.
If that I works for you or works for you, however and your guys' opinions work, listen, I think it's
and
awesome.
Vice versa. Like I get how y'all are feeling too. Like completely see it from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's not for everybody.
Yep. I think there's also rules to the, or there's exceptions to
the
rules.
There is exceptions to the rules. There is. Like you guys asked, would I be okay going out to lunch with this person without my partner? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless they were fucking gay.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
It's different.
It's 100% different.
It's like going out to lunch with one of my bitches, you know?
Yeah. Right. Right. Let's segue into something else here.
Okay.
What do we feel about each partner having the passwords to each other's phones, i.e. iPhones, computers, or whatever, just having open access? How do we feel about that?
Can I go first on this one?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't have a problem with it personally, but I think that there has to be a limit. And when I say that, it goes like this. So I've always been the type of person, when I get in a relationship, I have an open phone, open password policy. You can have the access to everything because I don't have anything to hide, mm-hmm. right? You want to use my phone, you want to answer my phone calls, I don't give a shit. Take my phone, go through it, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But there is a limit to that, okay? And I've always set up in every relationship I've ever been in where I went like this. I get that there's going to be times where we have insecurities or trust issues or whatever the situation is. All I ask is that you come to me and go, hey, listen, and I will do the exact same. I'm feeling insecure in this moment. Would you have a problem if I looked in your phone? Because now you're coming to me. One, you're letting me know that you're feeling insecure, and I will gladly hand you my phone. I won't touch it outside of, if you need me to put the password in for you, you can do it yourself. You know what I mean? But I feel like that shouldn't be an issue. What I do have a problem, though, is ones that in my past relationship, I would go to bed or I would go take a shower or whatever the situation was. And that's when they were secretly going my phone. Then it feels like an invasion of privacy because you're doing it behind my back. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where my problem comes in.
So I was actually the one doing that. If we're being transparent, I was the one doing that in my last relationship. Okay. And I had... He always told me, if you felt weird, ask me for my phone. Take my phone. But when I did, I don't understand what I've been doing. Why do you feel so insecure? Why are you going through my phone? He told me literally, if there's ever a moment where you feel insecure or something's off and you need to see my phone, have it. Cool. I would never find anything. But after I gave him back his phone, did you find anything that you were looking for? I don't understand what I've been doing to make you do that. That's toxic to me.
It is.
You told me that if I was feeling any type of way, it shouldn't fucking matter what made me feel that type of way. I had reasons beyond our relationship, not technically in our relationship, but I had reasons beyond our relationship when we were just friends to have insecurities with this man.
Right.
So I have a problem when they're like, yeah, you can go ahead and do that, but I'm going to fight you on it as soon as you're done.
And that's, I don't think that healthy. Should have been a situation. I don't think he should have done it that way.
I agree. So that's what I'm saying. So I, when he was in the shower, went through his phone. I had his password. I knew his password and he knew mine.
But did you feel like you were invading his privacy?
Abso-fucking-lutely. But I didn't get the fucking third degree if he didn't know.
Right.
I hate to say it that way. And honestly, I know that sounds toxic and I know that that's going to come out real fucking bad.
That's okay.
But if I'm going to get reamed for something that you told me, I don't want to make you feel insecure. I don't ever want to make you feel that way. So yes, here's my phone, but then turn around and fucking chastise me when I did what you asked me to do. I'm going to start doing it in secret.
Oh, absolutely. And that goes for so many different things in life.
I mean, I think we've all been there. We've all done it secretly before because we haven't wanted to be that person that was going, like, ridiculed, you know, for trying to figure out, like, what the fuck is going on in our relationship.
Yeah, like, when he was acting weird, I'm like, okay, so what the fuck is this, you know? And it's not that I did it all the time. I probably did it literally less than a handful of time our whole relationship. Yeah. So it's not like it was an every night day or every night thing that I was going through his phone. I wasn't doing any of that shit. But when I did, I think there was two times that I told him, and then the other three times or so, it was in secret.
How do you feel?
I mean, I don't have a problem sharing my passwords, sharing anything like that, as long as there's not, like, I think there's a moment when it becomes excessive.
Yeah.
Like, if you're that insecure that you have to look at my phone every fucking day when I come home from work, it's almost like, and excuse me, I'm going to get fucking raw and real, right? Let me smell your dick. That's like,
Jesus Christ.
Can you walk through the fucking door? Let me smell your dick. Where has it been?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, honestly, and I'm sorry for anybody that's listening that's got prude ears or whatever the fuck was going on, you should already know, but
wrong podcast.
But like, I have no problem being open. It's black and white, you know what I mean? Like, we don't meet the representative, we meet the CEO when it comes to our relationships. Mm-hmm. If I had anything to hide, I wouldn't be doing out in plain sight. Like, mm-hmm. let's be fucking for real. Mm-hmm. Be a little bit smarter or trust your partner a little bit more. And I'm not saying that, like, you didn't trust him. Mm-hmm. You just had your reasons. You know what I mean?
I did have reasons. Very good reasons.
You had very good reasons. But also at the same time, I think that there are people that obsess over it.
Agreed.
And you didn't obsess over it.
Nope.
Because, like, the whole time that you guys were together, I think I heard you talk about it maybe twice. Maybe. Maybe.
He.
No, but, like, me, me personally.
I mean, I heard her a little bit more, but yes.
Well, yeah. But, like, I don't know.
I feel like overall in that I didn't feel... Listen, and I still stand by this. He wasn't doing me dirty inside the relationship.
Right.
I was just, I was very insecure in that relationship. And now
justifiably
being,
so.
Yes.
And being out of it, which sucks because in the relationship, he really did try to make sure he was good.
Right.
But it was the before.
Exactly that my you point. Saw. Exactly my point, and that's exactly it.
And you're going, well, if he did it to all these bitches, what the fuck's he doing to me?
Yeah. And he wasn't, but like, I don't know, man. That's tough for me. I will give you my phone gladly. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. Go through it. Have mm-hmm. it. I really don't care. I'm not going to chastise you. Nope. I'm not going to go, what made you feel that you need to go through that? And da 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 da.
I may
I'm not
ask
gonna-
you though. I may be, and not maybe so much in a condescending tone, but just be like, well, can we talk about what led you to feel this way?
Yeah.
Or no, what can I do to help change that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no.
I think communication is very healthy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there's ways to go about it to address, like, what's going on to go, hey, listen, obviously you're feeling insecure. Am I doing something? Mm-hmm. Have I said something? Am I not doing enough of something? Is there a reason that I'm making you feel insecure? Mm-hmm. I think that's important.
I think it's a huge, huge relationship aspect that people don't actually think about. They kind of just put it off and, like, the back of their mind thinking that everything's just going to be great with their partner and not really realizing how much work actually goes into it.
Or when there is issues wanting to attack instead of realizing like, hey, you guys are in this together and mm-hmm. maybe we need to work
it's
on
called team effort. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta sit there and communicate.
I think also when there has been broken trust, not necessarily for me, but I know my friends in certain relationships, there's been broken trust, you know, like, so when you had your past relationship, I noticed that we talked about it in the last episode. You know, when he was looking over your shoulder, mm-hmm. right? And he was looking through your phone. I don't think necessarily it was that you were doing anything, but you were checking up on things that he may have been doing in your phone, you know, and you were afraid of what he'd see that way. Not that you were doing anything, but things that you may have been looking up. So there's like a breaking of the trust. So like, I just feel like, I don't know, having access to the phones is... It's a sticky situation, but like, I'm an open book, like, take it.
Right. And I guess what it really truly comes down to is if you're in a relationship, don't do fuck shit.
Right.
I mean, it's as simple as that. Get out of the relationship.
Yeah. If you feel the need to like swerve and go somewhere else,
get out of the relationship.
Get out.
Just fucking end the relationship at that point.
You know, I mean, not you deserve better. And clearly, like, look where you're at now.
Absolutely.
And it's crazy that like you go through all of that because you love this person. Mm-hmm.
Or think you love that person.
Or think you love that person.
In love with the idea of that person.
Correct.
The potential.
Where there is actually so much better love on the opposite side of that spectrum.
Absolutely. Yep.
The grass sometimes is always greener on the other side.
Amen to that.
Yes.
Yeesh.
So phones, we say that, yes, open policy.
I have no problem with it as long as there's respect and there's no break.
A mutual understanding with
right,
it.
Right, absolutely. And same with location.
Yeah.
And it goes the same with the locations. I don't have a problem. You know, we have Life 360 on our phones for my whole family. I mean, everybody in my family has. I ain't got nowhere to hide from. Mm-hmm. You know what right. I mean? Like, if I'm right. going somewhere, y'all can know where I'm going. I don't give a shit.
Right.
So,
I don't know. My last relationship, immediately when we started dating, he sent me his location on iPhone.
Right.
And I was like, wait, what are you doing? Like, I've never in my life
been in a relationship where you can trust me. Just...
I was like, what is this? And he's like, well, I just want you to know where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know.
He did a dangerous job.
And it was nice to know where he was. You know what right. I mean? I had no problem with knowing where he was. But I will tell you this. I noticed my own toxicity mm-hmm. when I wouldn't hear from him for a little bit during the day. Mm-hmm. I would catch myself clicking on that map going, where yes. the fuck is he? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, he's over here. Oh, he's at work right now. Yep. Good thing he's at work. Not that I ever had any worry or doubt in my mind that he was doing anything, because he was not that kind of guy. He was very upstanding. He's a great guy. You know what I mean? Like, we just were not compatible. I noticed my own toxicity, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, like, I hate to say it, I guess I have that too. Like, it eased my anxiety of going, why isn't he answering? And that's right. also why I'm doing my own therapy, hello? Because mm-hmm. I need to break those patterns. I recognize a pattern. I do that. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do that. But I'm like, okay, well, why isn't he answering me? Okay, well, Valerie, he's on the fucking road.
Right.
He's up in a fucking tower. Like, he's not answering you, not because you suck. He's not answering you because he's fucking working. So I would do that with the location too. Like, I constantly check and check.
And it's not a good look sometimes, though.
No, it's not. No, it's not. That's why I'm doing therapy, because what the fuck? So, well, what do you got, babe?
So I was thinking about it, because I am like the black cat out of all three of us, I think, when it comes to like, don't touch me, don't breathe on me.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
Get away from me. But mm-hmm. also, I like to cuddle when I want to cuddle, okay?
Yeah.
Right. But I'm a firm believer in, like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you don't need to do everything together.
You're right.
Like, I don't think that you need to go to the store together all the time. I don't think that you need to brush your teeth together at the same time. Like, let's go change our underwear. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, let's go shower together. Like, yes, okay, that's great sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just want to do a full body shower and want to, like, actually, you know, get some good stuff going on. And I don't need your help with that.
I know.
I want to go to the grocery store. I want to go for a fucking drive down the road and listen to my own music without having to hear somebody else talk. Like, just let me be my own person. And I'm not saying that needs to be every day.
Mm-mm.
But I feel it's healthy for couples to have a time apart sometimes.
It is.
It 100% is.
It is.
I don't know. I've never been one of those cutesy couple people in a relationship. So I don't think that you necessarily need to do everything together to maintain a healthy relationship. Yes, I think togetherness is great sometimes, but, like, have some fucking space. Put a wedge there.
Too much of a good thing is not always a good thing. I get what you're saying.
Sometimes it becomes, like, redundant and, mm-hmm. like, okay, get it.
We were actually talking about this at work the other day. All the girls were in there. We were all just venting just about home life, work, everything. That was the main thing. So one of the girls at work, she was like, oh, because she was on vacation for Christmas and New Year's. I was so excited to see her. And I was like, how was your staycation? And she goes, man, she's like, I was surrounded by them the whole time. And she says, I was excited when my husband went back to work. My kid went to school. She said, I got to sit on the couch, watch whatever I wanted to watch, and be by myself. She goes, I just miss my alone time. And that is, and everyone was like, yes. And then they were all like, you're so lucky. I know that you're sad because you're single, but you have no idea how lucky. And like we envy that. We envy that you get to go home from working all day and being around everyone and talking all fucking day, and you get to go home and just do whatever the fuck Valerie wants to do. And I'm like, you know what? You right.
Yeah, I'm totally envious of it, to be 100% honest with you. Like, I ain't even gonna lie. Like, the fact that you only have to worry about yourself and only mm-hmm. have to worry about feeding yourself and paying your own bills for yeah. just you and doing all of that and being able to have your alone time, like, that's such an awesome thing. But in the same, there's also negative that come with that, because it sucks being alone. You know what I mean? And for me, I'm gonna jump in on this one, because I know that I almost slightly feel personally attacked on this.
No jabs were thrown.
No, I know, no, I know. So with Eric and him being a lineman, I mean, he's normally always gone. And he's been home now since the accident, and he hasn't been able to go back to work yet just because of his injuries and stuff. But we were so used to it being where he was gone from, you know, leave at 4 o'clock in the morning and not be home until 9, 10 o'clock, and do that for 10 days a week. You know what I mean? Like 10 days for the week.
I was going to say 10 days. Well,
hold on. Let me rephrase that. 10 days was his week, where then he'd have 4 days off. And those 4 days ended up following up with normally, like, trying to do shit around the house and get stuff done and be ready to start back up.
Or sleeping.
Yeah. Or sleeping. And so we would go so much time without him being around that by the time those days come, we were like, okay, let's just do everything together and get as much of it as can. But
no, but that's normal because you had the healthy away part already.
Right. And now, like, since November, we've been together 24/7 and I absolutely love being around him 24/7. I do. But it is nice when he's like, I'm going to go to the store. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to lay on the bed and I'm going to watch TV, or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, and I get a moment just to even take a shit by myself. It's quite nice actually sometimes. But right. I also enjoy being around him all the time too, because I know that this is only temporary. When he goes back to work, it's going to go back to that. And then I'll be like, I miss him.
I know.
I'm just going to interject at one thing.
Okay? What's that?
If my future boyfriend ever in their entire life catches themselves sitting in the fucking bathroom while I'm taking a shit, that is the end of the relationship right there.
Why?
Abso-fucking, that is my time. That's like me. That's my time.
I used to stand in there, or I used to sit in there with Brian, and Brian used to sit in there with me. Mm-hmm. Jeff and I didn't, like, I mean, he'd come in there and talk to me for a second and then leave. Like, he wouldn't just sit there. But I mean, it also depends on the person and the relationship. You know, Brian and I are very clingy. Jeff and I were not. You know, it just depends. It just depends on the relationship. Depends on the
dynamic.
It does. It really, really does.
Yeah. I've never in my life, any of the boyfriends I've ever had, ever just sat in the toilet and been like, all right, babe, let's talk about our day. No. Never in my life.
No?
Never in my life.
I mean, whatevs. Like, if we had shit to talk about, like, here's my thing.
Yeah, you clearly had shit to talk about. Yeah,
no, listen, I have IBS, so I just, if we're in the middle of a conversation, you guys know me. I'm like, I have to shit, and I have to shit now, okay? So if we're in the middle of a conversation, and I have to poop, he's coming to follow me because we're finishing the conversation, you know? that's...
Hey, what works for some doesn't work for all.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, clearly.
But I get it. No, there's a healthy balance. I get what you're saying.
Like, the smell alone. I already work in the hospital where it smells like death and dying and shit and GI bleeds. And I don't want to smell any of that when I come home and sit there and have a serious conversation with you. I love it. Because I would be fucking... I love the ER. It's so much fun. No. That's a no for me, thank you.
That's a no for me, dog. Yes, but back to unshitting. I think that
unshitting.
We're gonna go back to talking before we talked about shit. I 100% agree with you. I think being around each other all the time with no break is not healthy.
No.
Having your own alone time is absolutely healthy. You don't have to do everything. It should be healthy to go out and hang out with your friends, or go paint with your friends, or go out with your friends for dinner. It should be like, there's a normal part of relationships outside of the relationship.
It gives you time to miss each other.
Right.
Right.
It absolutely does.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And I envy those couples that want to be around each other all the time, because I wish I was that person.
Yeah.
I wish I could be, like, I don't know, cuddly, like a cuddly little bear.
See, I'm not that way all the time. I have my moments where I am, and then other times where I'm like, I just need a minute to myself.
Yeah.
Well, because you got...
You also have a lot going
on.
Yeah. You have a lot of dynamic there.
Yeah, I'm sure we will be that couple, though, like, once all the kids are grown and we're just living in our own home by ourselves, and I'll be like, beep. Want to go brush our teeth?
Right.
It's time to go do that.
You will.
I will. I know.
I know you will.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Your little abandonment issue. Exactly. Your abandonment issue in there too.
Right.
And the fact that he's your best friend.
Yeah. Like, but I envy that, because I can honestly say that any of the boyfriends that I've ever had have never been like my best friend.
Really?
Like, they've been great. Mm. You know, minus one. But they've been great to the aspect of, like, we were always good together.
Yeah.
I never looked at them as like, let's go shoot the shit. You know what I mean?
No, see, and I guess this is the first relationship where I can say I am so unapologetically able to just be me.
Yep.
I can tell him anything. Like, I have not kept a single thing from him.
And I envy that.
Yeah. Like, I tell him everything.
Without judgment.
Even if it makes me look like shit, I'm like, oh, I gotta
tell him something. I want to be able to tell somebody, like, every little deep, dark secret. Right. Or, like, how many intrusive thoughts do we have the fucking time? And I just want to be able to blurt it out and then not be like, what a fucking weirdo.
And he just looks at me and goes, you're so random.
Yeah. It's like, cute. I love it. It's cute. I think I had that best friend. I had that maybe twice. Maybe twice.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't even know. I don't even know anymore. I think I'm lost. I think I'm questioning this last one, but I know the one before that, man.
Who was your best friend?
That was my best friend.
Yeah. You guys were like two peas in a pod, like personality wise.
Peas and carrots.
You guys made like the bestest of friends.
Yeah.
The bestest.
It's true. It's true.
Okay. So let's go on to another one.
Yeah.
My next question, and I know I seem to be like following like a pattern here, but what about when your spouse is liking photos on social media of the opposite sex? Or it depends again, on the same situation, same sex, whatever.
Depends on the context.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not a fan. If they're fucking half naked in a bikini, their ass is hanging out, their titties are hanging out, they're just with a whole bunch of other females and they're out partying and he's liking that, fuck you.
Yeah. That part.
Mm-hmm. Seriously. That's not, I don't, and it's not an insecurity.
It's respect. No,
it's respect.
It's fucking respectful. It is disrespectful. Period.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree with you guys on this one. I cannot, will not ever be okay with a guy liking provocative pictures or anything like that of the opposite sex or whatever they choose. I don't like it. Now, with that being said, if it is a picture of them and their family, mm-hmm. or if it's like a holiday picture,
they're fully dressed
like it's respectable,
it's their friends,
right,
they're wearing a turtleneck,
right, like,
turtle in a snowsuit,
yeah, right. Like covered all the way up to your nose, great, love the picture, like it, lick it, do whatever you fucking gotta do.
I don't know about lick it,
like it,
like it, okay.
If he's licking the picture, that falls under liking someone half naked, okay? Yeah,
fucking facts.
Well, maybe he's got a fetish for Eskimos or something. Maybe. I don't know.
For me, I am 100% on the same page with you guys. I have a hard time, and I guess it's from my past relationships where I was in a relationship where he didn't want to have sex but spent all of his time on Instagram sitting liking photos of girls wearing like no clothes hardly at all, but just like little like nipple covers and like mm-hmm. tiny thongs, and I'm going, okay, well, you don't want to do anything with me, so obviously you're not attracted to me. And then right. also it was a disrespect thing, because I'm going, you're publicly letting them know, hey, I'm interested in you by sitting there and liking all these photos. When I'm in a relationship, I'm not sitting there looking at all these thirst trap guys and fucking be like, oh yeah, double click, you know what I mean? Like, I don't do that shit. That's just mm-hmm. me, because I feel like you're giving them a gateway to open up for me to go. If it's not someone that's super famous and I'm just like, oh yeah, I like that photo. I've had guys message me after I like their photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I know damn well that I've had in my past when a cute guy had liked my photos that I've been like, oh, hey, what's up? You know what I mean? Yeah. Right afterwards. So I feel like you're putting a open platform open for you to be able to talk to someone else. And yes, I don't like that. That's an open too much invitation. Temptation. That's one thing I hate about social media.
Well, mm-hmm. like, and for me, you liking somebody else's pictures, like another female's pictures, I'm instantly in my head going,
I'm comparing myself.
Well, yeah. Why does he like her? What about her does he like, and what's different about me?
Especially when they're normally like perfect body, perfect right. boobs, perky ass, all that shit.
So clearly you like that. So what the fuck are you doing with me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Am I just your, well, I can't really get that in real life. So I guess I'm going to settle.
Yeah.
The fuck out of here. Fuck you, man. Like,
yeah,
I'm perfect the way I was made. You don't like it? Oh, fucking well.
Exactly.
Give a fuck.
I'm not perfect, but you're still going to like me anyway, period.
Yeah. No. I mean, my personality's not perfect.
Yeah, right. But, right.
I mean, like,
you love this fat ass.
Daddy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so shit. That's a no for me, dog. I think yeah. that was a simple fucking answer. Absolutely fucking
yeah, that's like
not.
Case closed. There's no yeah. gray area. It's yeah, black and white.
Though, is it the... The little hammer, the gavel. Gauntlet. Yeah, there you go. Is it called a gauntlet?
Yeah, it's a gauntlet. It's going to be a gauntlet, all right.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Mask your somebody.
Next topic.
Okay.
How do we feel about sexual incompatibility and how to navigate that in a relationship?
Okay, with. Explain. Because okay. I think there's a difference between being incompatible sexually and enjoying different things sexually. So what are you referring to
okay,
exactly?
Okay, maybe the enjoying or maybe... whatever. So say if one partner is very vanilla and just likes, you know, like missionary and then like bending over, but there's no choking, there's no smacking, there's no dirty talk, there's nothing spicy, or it's they call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the other partner who's very shy, timid, who doesn't want to ask for that because they may not know how to ask for that. but they do enjoy those things. They do enjoy like getting choked and being called dirty things and like having spicy sex.
Okay.
How do you approach that into a relationship? And like, what happens if two of you are just completely opposite, but you love each other? It's not something to break you up, but it's definitely something that's very taboo to talk about with one another.
Oh, well. So first I would say communication is such an important fact. So if there's something you enjoy or something that you really want done, i.e. like being choked or, you know, having your hair pulled or any of those type of things that make it more fun for you, I think that those are things that you need to just tell your partner, whether you're shy or not. Those are things that you have to speak up on because nobody's a mind reader. They right. need to know. The other two things that I would say that could be really helpful is one, doing like a yes, no, maybe list. And that's where you basically sit down and you make a list of writing down all the different things that you'd be interested in trying on. And then sit down with your partner and go, okay, so I want to know what things you'd be willing to try. And then go through that list and get the yes, no, maybe. And then you could at least start with the yeses, because sometimes I know in past like experiences for me, for men that were quite vanilla, the biggest thing was they were just almost like nervous or kind of like fearful of like just being judged or whatever if they shared that, you know what I mean? So they didn't want to like just act on those things. They mm-hmm. needed to be slowly moved into them, and you can't take like big steps in that kind of stuff, you right. know. That, and also like when they do those things is really showing like, hey, I'm really grateful you tried that, thank you, it really turned me on, I really enjoyed it, whatever the situation may be.
The debrief after sex is super important. Right,
because it lets them know that you liked it and they're going to mm-hmm. be more apt to want to do it again.
Yep.
So that's just my two cents.
I think that that's a very great idea. I think also like coming from different relationships that I've had in my 36 years, I've had relationships where they weren't vanilla, but they weren't like crazy.
There were no Neapolitan.
Right.
There was something.
So I went from like maybe like a French vanilla to a complete triple chocolate instance in the last one. Chocolate. You know, so I was able to. I was shy. Like when I got into my last relationship, I was afraid to ask these things. But luckily, I was with a partner who was a super fucking freak. And
she's a super freak. She's super freaking now.
Something fucking wrong with us.
So I was thankful in that aspect, you know, but it took a lot of encouragement, you know, and saying you're safe. This is a safe space. If you don't like it, tell me. If you like it, we'll go.
Have
you
a know? Safe word. Pineapple.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Pineapples. I don't like it.
Pineapple.
So I think just that gentle encouragement really also helped me become very open right. in my sexuality. And also I've never been to a sex store ever until 2.5 years ago.
Oh, you poor thing.
What? Yeah.
You didn't go with me and him?
No, I did not.
Oh,
but mind. That place that you guys went to
is Hot Flicks for the win.
Now my fucking favorite. And they're wonderful. Like they're non-judgmental. Anything, they don't follow you. They don't make it weird. Like
just do your thing.
Yeah. That place is, and they have everything. So I was able to like freely look through all the stuff that they had to explore. And I encourage the use of, cause they have games there. They have like sex games.
Games are fun.
Yes. And that was really good. And like the sex coupons, mm-hmm. you know, those were really, really, those actually, that's probably a really good fucking tip. They have sex coupons at Hot Flicks that like some are like super racy and some are not so super racy. But those are a really good idea, I think. And then also introducing toys and then going, are you willing to do that? Is that something that you're willing to do? Because I feel like I would enjoy that because I just want to make it a little bit more spicy. Yeah. So, I mean.
And asking what his fantasies are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's important too. Because you may find out that he may have some kinky fantasies that you didn't know about.
Right.
Just by asking that question.
Yeah. That's a good thing too.
Come on, kinkmeister.
I know.
Over there.
I know.
I'm waiting for
Liz
it.
Is smirking. Foremost, I am not a kinkmeister.
You are
fuck
so
both
full
of you.
Of shit.
We have
seen your BBC.
You don't go you there. Get the fuck out. Yeah. Okay. There is no such video anywhere.
Oh wait, I have a picture.
I have a video.
You it was stop stuck it right to
my
now.
Washer.
Your dishwasher. My
dishwasher.
And hanging out your pants at the same time.
Right.
Not in a weird kinky way. We were just drunk and no, having we were fun just drunk. Playing around.
Yeah,
we was really not fun. Playing around that way, but like just like playing around, like making yeah. funny videos.
Just go we ahead were keep fully digging clothed. That hole.
I know, dig I didn't correct myself.
Digging it. We're like we 20 were
clothed.
Feet deep.
We were clothed.
Well, except for the time you flashed the camera like 3 times.
I still have those pictures back.
I was just over here thinking, like, what you guys were talking about being in relationships. I'm going, some of the best sex I've ever had has been when I'm not in a relationship with somebody. like honestly, I will never forget. Remember the first time D came over and I like came out the next morning and I was like fucking glowing, right?
She's still glowing and she's talking about this. Her cheeks are red.
Because if you were a child, get the fuck off this podcast right now, okay?
I really hope the children aren't listening to this.
It's an 18-year-old podcast.
It says explicit.
So, she's like, are you good? Like, how did last night go? And I was like, it went fucking great. She was like, why? I was like, he ate me out from the fucking back. Like, that was the first time I'd ever experienced that. And I was like, damn, daddy, let's do it again.
Wait, hold on.
He ate me out from the back. Like,
set the scene.
Set, like,
wait, he ate the booty hole?
No.
She
no,
was
no,
on
no.
all fours.
I was on all fours. Oh. And he pushed my head down, like, into the mattress. And then, like, got all up in there. And I was like, yes. Fucking yes. And then after
I'm sorry,
that.
Mom.
After that, then, like, you know, like, pound town. Okay?
Yeah.
And it was fucking great because it was like, O after O after O after O after O. And like that was probably the best sleep I've ever had in my entire life. Okay. And that was after C.
Okay. Oh.
After my whole experience with that.
Oh.
So I've never had good sex in relationships. It's always been when I had my hoe phase, which is always in between my relationships.
Okay. So, why?
I don't know. Like, I always think it's great in the beginning. And then I feel like they get lazy inside the relationship. Like, everything's great in that honeymoon phase. And then it's not, you know?
Okay, fair.
So.
I also think, like, for me, like, sex is emotional. So I can understand, like, that for me is.
But there's a difference between sex, making love, and just getting fucked.
Ain't that right? Ain't that right?
Sometimes I just want to get. Sometimes I just want to get fucked.
Yeah.
Like, throw me sometimes up against the wall and fucking want choke me out. Sometimes I
love to.
But then there's other times,
getting
like,
fucked for 2 years.
Okay, well, sorry about your small world problems. Like,
oh my
fuck
God. Small world problems. Dick was pretty big, but it was just, I don't want to just be fucked all the time.
No, I agree with, I want to be made love to, you know what I mean? But, like, also, fuck the attitude out of me.
Yeah, ain't that right? I still had an attitude. That's crazy.
You know why? Because you wanted to keep getting fucked. You wonder why you got fucked for 2 years.
I mean, there's
anyways.
So what's the next question? Because I'm starting to get a little uncomfortable.
Why?
I'm just kidding. You, out of the three of us, getting uncomfortable?
Oh, come on now.
No.
I'm an angel.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
I don't know.
Bullshit. A bullshit.
A bullshit.
I've witnessed the opposite.
You know what? I'm really offended right now.
Why? You have feelings?
I had my hoe phases, yes, but...
No, you haven't been in a hoe phase, like, in the past 2 years.
Oh, wait, hold on, back up, because it's been a little bit longer than that.
4 years.
Yeah.
Three like, and a half.
What year are we in?
Yeah, 2025. Fuck, man. So it's been at least 5 years, right?
I had a slave hoe phase, yes, I did, but...
Don't we all?
It's not my thing.
Haven't we all?
Just really not my thing.
She's really more stressful mature now.
It's really stressful. I just didn't like it. Anyways, so
keeping my comments to myself.
Anyways,
that was a good hope.
All right, that's all right. Let's get off of the sex for a minute.
All right, yeah. No, that's well. That was a part of it. That was a question asked and
question
beautifully
received.
Answered.
Thanks. Oh, it was answered in many colors. How do you guys navigate when you're in a relationship and your partner does not like your friends?
Yikes.
Like, I'm not talking about your casual, everyday acquaintances.
Like your best friends.
I'm talking like your best fucking friends. And I know all three of us have been in that situation.
Yeah, I know I have.
Yeah.
So. Nobody seems like you guys.
It's true.
I don't give a
real.
I know.
Like,
Eric is the first one that actually was like, I love you guys. You guys are like my sisters. But outside of that, I think it's just bad relationships.
I think it's also because we sit there and questioned why they were treating you the way that they were.
Yeah. That's just bad, toxic. You know, I think I think it depends on the situation.
That's right.
And the reasoning and the dynamic of what's causing them to not like that other person, realistically. So I would need to know the dynamic of it. If it's just they don't like them because they don't like them for no fucking reason, then oh well. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to make you go out of your way to hang out with them. I'll just hang out with them on my own. Mm-hmm.
But which also really fucking sucks.
It does, but in the same aspect, I mean, again, I truly feel like it comes down to the dynamic of why they don't like you. You know what I mean? Like, in your guys' situation, I can only speak from what I've gone through. There was really no reason for it. They just didn't like the fact that they were trying to control me, and y'all were like, I ain't playing that game.
Right.
You know what I mean? You guys were calling it out. That's what it was. You guys were calling it out. So
I think there was also different parts, like different relationships and dynamics, right? Mm-hmm. So when I was with Jeff, he loved everyone. He really did get along with everyone. So that wasn't really an issue. But I've had moments to where it depended on the situation that other ones didn't like you guys.
Right.
It depended on the situation. It waxed and it waned. He loved you, and then he's like, oh, I could do without.
Right.
Or they're shady or whatever the fuck. But no, I love them. And like, he wouldn't necessarily talk shit, but I can tell when he would get distant, and that made me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
Because I don't want to sit there and have to go hang out with you guys knowing that he's not really engaged in it either. Right. I want a partner who fucking loves and we're family.
And ultimately strained our friendship during that period of time, too.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And I didn't think anything. Because I still loved you. Because she would call and go, are we okay? And I'm like, no, like, really, we're okay. You know, we were. But I was just, it was hard to reach out and have and maintain that friendship. You were trying to keep the
peace. Yep. Because you were living with him.
Right.
Communication works really good, too, though.
I know.
You could have been like, hey, listen. He's just acting funky, and I don't think he likes you right now for some reason. So,
but what's crazy is that it never was that he never said that. Like, he never even outright said, I don't like them. He would just get like, he would do without. Mm. Like, I don't know. That's a tough subject, because I'm sorry. Like, moving forward, you need to be invested like I'm invested.
Right.
Like, I hang out with you and I stay here. Like, this is my second home. And if you're not involved in that either, that's a problem for me.
Yeah,
absolutely. I don't like that.
I think there's ways to navigate it, though, too. Because you guys, I feel, approach it a little bit easier than I do. Whereas I walk up to and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is your problem?
Right.
What'd they do to you? Like, let's talk about it right now. I'm not going to talk about it behind closed doors. Like, we need to figure this fucking shit out. Because I agree with you guys on the aspect of, I want my friends and my spouse or whoever I'm with to treat each other like family, because you guys have been in my life, you know what I mean? And then they're going to be in my life. So I want it to work together. And if there's not, then we need to figure out why.
Yeah.
And if it's just maybe that your personalities don't match, then okay, we don't need to hang out like that. But you need to know that they're going to be there at certain times. And if it makes you feel uncomfortable, then I'm sorry. You know, I would stick up for my partner the same way if my one of my friends didn't like it. As you have before, you know what I mean? Or we've all done it. We've all sat there and gone, well, you know, he's just having a bad day, or, you know, that's just, he just doesn't like when this is done this way, or whatever the case is. We always have an excuse for them, or we always try to make smooth things over.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a two-way street. I want my friends to get along with my partners. That's just how it is.
No, I mean, I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think that it just makes things a little more comfortable when everybody can get along, especially when you have your friends that are your life and the people that you love and care about, and then your spouse who you're now with, and you want them to all get along to make it all just be good, right? I think in certain situations, though, I think there are times, and I'm not saying with us, but I've seen it in with other people, that they'll be like, oh, well, fuck you don't like my friends, well, that's too bad, I'm gonna go hang out with them anyways, and just not give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then, you know, that affects their relationship. And if it's really truly, like, that's why I said earlier about the dynamic portion, because I feel like that's important. There's got to be a reason, and then let's communicate about it, and maybe let's all sit down together and figure out what the problem is and how we can work on it so we can all get along together.
Right. Like, I can see if they were disrespectful, or if they were speaking out of turn, or whatever the case is, inserting themselves into parts of the relationship that don't need to be inserted. You know what I mean? There's reasons. But if you just don't like somebody because, you know, you're well reserved and you sit back and you don't want to go out and do wild things, but they are.
That's not a reason not to like someone.
It's not a reason not to like somebody or treat them like shit.
I absolutely agree.
I agree with that too.
So, I don't know. That's just my outlook on it.
No, I think you're 100% right on that.
So what do you, how do I even, I don't know. How do you navigate that? That's so, it's fucking difficult.
I think you just have to, communication. It all comes back to communication. You have to sit there and talk to your partner about it.
Yeah.
Just be like, well, what is it that they're doing? And if they can't give you a valid reason, like a legit, if they're just like, well, I just don't like them. That's not a valid reason. You have to give me like examples, something, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't know. That's just my train of thought on it. I don't know if you guys feel the same way.
I do. No, I think that if you don't like my friends, then we need to have a serious conversation. And then if it grows from there that you still don't like my friends, we have a problem.
Yeah. Right. Because sometimes that that I don't like your friends can be a form of narcissism in the back end there that's trying to get you to just start alienating you away from people. So sometimes that's why I said like communication.
That's a whole other topic for another podcast show. Like, I mean, absolutely. Shit. Well, with that being said, if you guys liked our topic this week and you enjoyed and laughed with us and got, you know, all up in it, we would appreciate it.
About to dive in.
Oh, my Lord.
We would have truly appreciated if you would listen to Valerie say that every single week because that is her signature move.
That's my, what's my stem? My stem?
Anyways.
What? Her tism is showing, guys. Just go follow us on Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Spotify. You know all the major platforms. We're also on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, and TikTok as it still stands for right now. Please go ahead and like, share, smash that follow button. Do everything that you can because we want all of you and all of your input, actually. So if you have any questions or if you have any topics that you think you want us to talk about here on the show, please, 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 email us at unhingedmemoirs@gmail.com. And with that being said, we love you all.
Bye. Bye.